Welcome to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is called The Adventures of Leppy the Leopard Gecko, Part 1. Leppy the Leopard Gecko loved to go on adventures. He lived in a place far away in a country called Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a very hot country full of a giant desert. Leppy lived underneath a palm tree in the middle of the desert. But was he a normal leopard gecko? No, he wasn't. He was a super secret spy. He would have special missions that his team would send his way, and he would have to do all kinds of crazy things. Sometimes he'd even have to ride a camel across the desert. Other times he would sneak over in the dark to spy on the bad guys. Well, one day he received a mission that was unlike any he'd ever seen before. On that day, it seemed like it was a normal day, but oh boy, no, it wasn't. How he received messages was there was a rock next to the palm tree, and every morning he would look underneath the rock, and there was a tiny little piece of paper with a secret message on it. And today's message said that he had to travel all the way across the world. You see, Leppy was on a spy team with lots of spies, and they all worked together for certain missions. And so his leader said that he needed to go all the way across the world to team up with one of the spy kids. Spy kid Benny needed a partner, and they recruited Leppy the Leopard Gecko to be his teammate. Leppy had never traveled that far before, so he was a little nervous, but he chose to be brave. He said, "There's nothing that can stop me now. Let's go." And so Leppy packed up his bags. Well, leopard geckos don't have many bags. He only had one. And he packed up his one bag with his socks and pajamas and a snack. And off he was. He was ready for the adventure. As he was walking across the desert, he had to be very careful and secret. He didn't want to be seen. And so he had a special plan. Ooh, what if I sneak up on a camel and I ride on the camel? No one will even see me. And the camel will take me all the way across the desert to a ship. And I can get on the ship and sail across the ocean to where I need to go. And that's exactly what Leppy did. He followed a map all the way to where he needed to go. And so the spy group, they said that he needed to go to Benny's house. And Benny lived in a neighborhood that Leppy had never been to before, and he'd never really even been to a neighborhood before. Remember, he lived in a desert. And so as he was getting into the Benny's neighborhood, he noticed all these houses look the same. And then he remembered, oh yeah, there's an address. What was the address? Oh, it was 430 Forest Drive. That's it. 430. So Leppy had to look for the numbers 430. I don't see. Oh, wait. That one says 422. Okay, we must be close. There it was. It was only three houses away. But then all of a sudden, oh my gosh. It looked like there were bad guys. There were three bad guys right by the house. They must have been waiting for him. What am I going to do? He said. Then Leppy came up with a plan. He saw a box sitting on the front step of Benny's house. Leppy remembered that in the spy kit he had, there was a special button that he had to push when he got to Benny's front door. And so his idea was he was going to sneak inside the box on Benny's front porch so the bad guys wouldn't see him, and then push the button to let Benny know that he was there. All right, that sounds like a super awesome plan. All right, now Leppy, you have to know, is very good at camouflage. Do you know what camouflage is? What does it mean? Yes, it means that he's good at hiding and good at blending in with his surroundings. And so Leppy used his awesome camouflage and super secret walking to walk all the way to Benny's front porch without the bad guys even seeing anything. Then he slipped right inside the box that was sitting on Benny's front porch. That would keep him safe. Safe enough for Benny to come outside and pick it up. Then Lenny pushed the button and he hoped the button would work because he'd never done this before, but he pushed the button hoping that it would tell Benny that he was there. As he pushed the button, he waited. Every second that ticked by, he was so nervous. Who's gonna come? Is it the bad guys or is it Benny? He felt somebody pick up the box. Oh my gosh. Is this Benny? The box sat down. And the box opened up. It was Benny! Leppy had made it. Now, Leppy and Benny were a new spy team. The best spy team in town. The end.